14-7, Mountain Home with the lead as we go to the third quarter. Bob, we know the Searcy likes to onside kick a lot. You got to make sure you get this one because you don't want to start the second half letting them have the ball when Mountain Home's receiving the kickoff.
No, you don't want to do that. You know, if we get Dell Lennon out of here, we can concentrate on what's going on around there. He apparently doesn't have anything else to do. But, yeah, you know, they're going to onside kick it. You got the hands team out there, but you got to put somebody back deep in case they put you in a no man's land right there. But you got to have this one right here, Brad.
Searcy ready to kick off here to start the second half, a seven-point lead for the Bombers. Right with the kick, the onside kick, and it's loose after it hit one of the Bombers. And
I can't tell either.
We'll see. Mountain Home has come up with it at the 45-yard line.
I started to say, Searcy wasn't high-fiving each other on the sideline over there, so they didn't think they had it.
45-yard line. Well, Searcy scored on their first possession of the night. It took three plays, and you're thinking, uh-oh.
Yes.
It's going to be a long night.
Because they were perfect throws, great routes run by the receivers, great protection. You know, and I thought, uh-oh. You know, but defense has played well.
They have.
We've bent, but we hadn't broken since then, and the offense has played great.
Bombers start at their own 45-yard line to get the second half underway, moving left to right. The ball given to Junior Williams, and right there off. First play of the second half, he's going to pick up six on the quick hitter.
Right. One of the adjustments Searcy's done, it looked like they've moved their linebackers off line of scrimmage from about 3 yards to about six back there, hoping, I'm sure, to get a little bit better read on Isaac, keeping it off tackle. But what that's going to do, that's going to open it up for Junior in the middle. You know, it may limit his – well, you can't hardly limit – that's about a seven-yard run right there. That's not limiting it very much. But see, the linebackers are way deeper now than they were.
Second down, and the ball given to Junior again. He's got a first down run. Pulling tacklers with him inside the 40, 35, still on his feet, fighting down to the 28-yard line. It's a pickup of 21.
You know, that's about to backfire on them because linebackers are flat-footed. They're trying to tackle Junior flat-footed, not attacking the line of scrimmage very much, and he's going to run right through that arm tackle and drag you down the field like he did then. He's 255 pounds, and he's strong with a good running style.
So first down at the 28-yard line of Searcy. 11 minutes left in this third quarter. And the ball kept this time by McKay. Gets to the corner on the outside. He's at the 20, the 15, 10, 5, knocked out of bounds. They're going to mark him at about the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up for Mountain Home.
We'll see it. That was a great job. Junior's runs set up that play right there. But the success between the tackles, you know, those linebackers, you can set them back there. But when they see that fullback, eventually they're gonna attack the line of scrimmage.
A 23-yard pickup for Isaac McKay. It's first and goal at the 5 with 10:48 left in this third quarter. McKay from the 5. Will give
hang
it to
on
Junior.
The ball. Hang on the ball.
Yep. He's headed the mesh point once again. No gain on the play.
Well, that's just a good defensive play by running that pinch stunt right there, it looked like, and getting up the field. And, you know, that's tough to block sometimes if they line up head up or inside shoulder and pinch inside like that.
So second and goal from the 5-yard line with 10:21 left in this third quarter. Bombers marching on their first possession of the second half. McKay running that play clock down now. And he will keep it right side. Breaks out of the first tackle. Dives. Gets to the 2. And he's down there. It's third and goal coming up.
Third and goal. Once again on the goal line, they seem to be running that pinch real hard. Isaac just stepped around at that time. And once again, almost slipped that tackle, just got a hold of his leg, and he couldn't get out of it.
So third and goal from the 2 now for Mountain Home. Clock moving with 9:43 left in this third quarter.
Let's punch it in right here.
Yes.
Get a good push off the ball. Get that bubble.
Okay, we'll give it to Junior. Junior bowls his way in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. 9:31 left in the third quarter. And the Bombers take a 2-touchdown lead.
Well, and you look at the defense out there, Brad. There's no life in them.
Boy, there's not.
They're dead as doornails. Nobody even tried to tackle Junior that time. He ran into a Searcy defender stand that was standing straight up and then got into the end zone.
Junior with the two-yard touchdown run, his second touchdown of the night. McLean with the extra point. It's good. 9:31 left in the third. The Bombers leading Searcy 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
The kickoff returned by Tripp, and the Bombers do a pretty good job of covering it. They try to kick it to the area where they've pooched it so many times. But Tripp was right there waiting for it, the return out to about the 31-yard line.
Well, it never fails when somebody catches it right there. They're going to try to run it back across the field. Yeah. He did that. We did a great job of not overcommitting ourselves and making him turn back inside and slow down and help got there. Best kickoff coverage I've seen this year for the Bombers.
So the Lions offense on the field for the first time in the second half, down by two touchdowns. Trips to the right side. Shucker out of the gun. And the draw play. It goes to Chapman, and Chapman dropped it about the 32, a draw gain of maybe one on the play.
Waymeyer, good job turning him inside. They're just letting him push out there.
They'll call it a two-yard gain to the 33.
Well, Waymeyer did a good job of turning him in, and Riley Peters was there to meet him.
So second down and eight here for the Lions. And play action, the pass screen right side is complete. The Bombers trip him up. Liddy comes up and trips up the receiver at the 40-yard line.
You know, nine times out of ten, Brad, when a receiver catches the ball with his back to the defense, he's going to turn to the sidelines, hoping to get up the sideline. He's not going to turn back to the middle, so you have to be prepared for that.
Nevels with that catch, third and one from the 40 now. And Shucker, play action again, passes to Nevels on the near side. He's got a first down across the 45, out to the 47, a pickup of seven.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
What are the Bombers shaking up? Is that Swartz?
No, it's Price, I think.
And, yeah, that's right. It is Hunter Price. He's shaking up with 8:20 left. Hunter has done such a good job. Bobby's a sophomore, and they've had so many injuries in that secondary. He's been forced into a starting role, and he's gotten better each week.
He's gotten better each week and played a different position every week.
Just
started
about.
Free safety,
yeah.
Went to strong safety, and this week looked like he's lined up a corner. Now I look for him to go right at the replacement that just came into the ball game.
And Shucker to pass, looking right.
Keep him in the pocket.
Now he's going to tuck it and run, and he's going to go out of bounds. Gets a nice shove from the big 6'8" David Waymeyer out of bounds at about the 49-yard line.
He rolled up one of our – not funny. You know, our guys were cheering on the sideline. The quarterback rolled one of them up over there.
Second down and eight.
They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 50 with a three-yard gain. Second down and about seven here for the Lions. Four receivers right side.
Get in the middle.
The pass across the middle complete. That's Tripp at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10. Battling on against a defender. Knocked out of bounds at about the 7. Boy, great job by Alonzo Tripp after the catch. Takes it down to about the 7-yard line.
That was a fortunate call because we were trying to get somebody on the field and – we didn't have anybody on this side, so the free safety moved to this side. We had two guys here, nobody in the middle. So It's a good job of Searcy of reading that.
44-yard gain to the 6, first and goal. Shucker stands in the pocket, now rolls to the left. He's going to keep it and run, and he's in for the touchdown.
Shucker on the scramble. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Searcy.
That's a 6-play, 69-yard drive for the Lions. And Shucker goes the last 6 for the touchdown.
But we...
1 minute, 39 seconds, Sonny says. Wow.
Well, as quick as they can score, you know, when we had that mix-up on trying to – Price was trying to get back into the ball game after he had to set out for the one play, and we had confusion in the secondary and allowed that guy right there where the free safety was.
Peyton Wright, the extra point is going to be good. Wright's been good this year. He's now 44 out of – actually 45 out of 48 on the year. 21-14, Mountain Home leads at 7:52 left in the third. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arkansas region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
Well, Searcy attempts another onside kick. Brad Liddy was able to catch that one. And the Bombers will have good field position starting at their own 48-yard line with 7:51 left in this third quarter. 21-14, Mountain Home with the lead. Interesting score in Marion tonight. Marion and Jacksonville tied at 6 right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed that. But
that's at Jacksonville tonight. Here's the ball given to Junior, and he's going to make his way just across the 50-yard line, pick up about 2.5 on the play, maybe 3.
No, I know they just scored, but it's so important that we take the ball and drive it the length of the field and score again right now. Let's match them and don't let them get up on us.
Exactly. Second and 7 coming up here now for Mountain Home with 7:29 left in the third. Bombers lead it by 7. Searcy's 2 losses coming at the hands of West Memphis and Pine Bluff. They are playing tonight down in Pine Bluff where the Zebras have the lead. Second and 7 now. And the ball kept by McKay on that option. Turns it upfield across the 40. Has a first down down to the 39 of Searcy.
Well, there wasn't anybody there to take him that time. Good job of riding that fake and running at that open inside in that corner. Has to honor the receiver. And he just like having an extra blocker out there.
Hayden Miles, one of the inside linebackers, injured. He's going to head off the field now. That was a 10-yard pickup. First down for Mountain Home here with the ball at the 39 of Searcy. Swartz back in the game. He's the wideout on the near side. First down, Mountain Home. McKay will give it this time to Junior Williams. Junior's into the secondary once again. Down to the 25-yard line. He picks up about 14 on first down.
Searcy hadn't picked it up. They're not going to adjust when we go unbalanced. We've got an extra blocker over there. We're running Junior behind the tackle on that side on that little bubble look, and it's been a big play all night long, and Searcy hadn't adjusted sliding the lineman down or doing anything as of yet.
They mark Junior down at the 26, so officially a 13-yard pickup. It's first down here for Mountain Home. 6:29 left in the third. And it's McKay this time. He's going to pitch it to Liddy on the corner. Liddy turns it upfield. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. And we'll see where they spot him. He's got about 5 or 6 yards, I believe, on the far sideline. They're going to mark him at about the 22, a pickup of 4.
Well, that's well executed right there. It always scared me running the pitch to the left side of the field because not many when you got a right-handed quarterback.
Yeah. About the 22-yard line.
That is tough. So a 4-yard gain. Second and 6 now for Mount Tonome with 6:20 left in this third quarter. McKay gives it to Junior this time, and he's, boy, he is moving the pile. Looked like he was stopped at about the 20. They're going to finally mark his progress at about the 19. A pickup of 3.
About the 19, third down and a long 2.
A third and short. I mean, you know, once again, 2 plays to make this and get a first down and run the clock and punch it in.
Third and 3 here for Mount Tonome with 5:48 left in the third quarter. From the 19.
Unbalanced set again. They still haven't adjusted. Here we come.
And it's Junior, and he's going to be very near a first down at the 16-yard line. I believe he's got it from where the official on the far side came into market.
Yeah, we ran that one a little tighter than we did the other ones, but oh, they're going to say fourth down.
Boy, the ball is just shy of the 16, and boy, that looks at least close enough to measure. I guess not.
They didn't hesitate.
So fourth and a half a yard here for Mount Tonome.
You're going to see him pinch and get tight right here.
McKay keeps it himself. He's got the first down. He's to the 15. He needed half a yard. He gets about a yard and a half. Gets inside the 15. So a first down for Mount Tonome. I would tell you what, this offense, this may be, I know last week against Hall, yeah, they had their way with them. This may be the best we've seen the offense play this season.
Yeah, then there's somebody down. Who is it?
Looking, trying to see. I can't tell. So they tend to the injured bomber. I believe that is Isaac.
That's what I thought. I didn't see him.
It's Isaac McKay that's down right now.
I didn't see him standing up anywhere.
So we tend to him. We'll take a break. 5:13 left in the third quarter. The Bombers up by 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, McKay comes to the sideline under his own power. Couldn't tell. Looked like maybe the back of his head or his neck. He was kind of rotating the head back and forth. He's got the helmet back on.
I think he got in that pile right there. Somebody grabbed him around the helmet.
Handoff. Strider gives it to Junior this time straight ahead. He's going to pick up about 2 down to the 13-yard line.
Sometimes in a pile, somebody will grab you around the helmet right there and just twist and turn.
Well, here comes Isaac McKay back on the field. So for the second time tonight, he's been injured and just sits out one play. 4:36 left in the third. The Bombers lead it by 7. It's 2nd and 8 here for Mount Tonome at the 13 of Searcy. McKay keeps it, turns it upfield. He's to the 10 and stopped there. A pickup of about 3.
The flag.
This comes on the back side of the play.
Isaac McKay on the option read. He's down to the 10-yard line.
Wait to see what the officials have to say here. Flag is at the 8-yard line.
He came in late.
Yeah, it was on the backside of the play. Play came to the near sideline. The flag is at the middle part of the field. 4:20 left in the third as the officials continue their discussion. Mount Home has not been penalized yet tonight. Searcy only three times.
That's what he jinxes, Brad.
Actually, four against Searcy. The two were on the one play.
30 to run. Personal foul. Defense number 44.
It's against Searcy. A personal foul during the run. So that's going to move the ball to the five-yard line. They're going to mark it actually all the way. They're going to put it inside the five, close to the – let's see if he backs it up a little.
Well, 40, I don't know who 44 is. He's been a little pushy all night long. And we may be provoking him. I wouldn't doubt that. That's always possible. But he's the one that gets caught with it.
So a first and goal now for Mountain Home at the five-yard line. 4:05 left in this third quarter. McKay gives it to Junior. Boy, they were ready for him this time. Nowhere to go. He has stood up at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Junior Williams hit at the line of scrimmage. The second goes.
Clock running Jackson with 3:46 left in this third quarter.
Still three downs to make 5 yards.
Bombers lead it by seven, trying to push it back to a two-touchdown lead. Ball is kept by McKay, trying to get to the corner, cuts it back inside. He is near the goal line. He's down inside the one.
They're going to call him down, they say.
Yep.
Ball came loose, but they're going to call him down inside the one.
Inside left tackle. He's down inside.
Boy, he did a good job. He was trying to cut to the outside. The corner went out there with him, and he touched it back in, and it's tackled at the one.
Boy, he did a good job. And, boy, he's well inside the one right there. Did a good job planting that left foot and just stepping up field.
Boy, the nose of the ball is almost on the goal line.
It's
got
to be.
Third and inches here for Mountain Home with under 3 minutes left in the third. McKay gives it to Junior on the quick hitter. He's got to be in. No indication yet. Still no indication. He's standing in the end zone with the ball. Officials are talking. I don't know if I've ever seen a touchdown call take this long.
The ruling on the field is the runner short of the goal line. Fourth.
They're going to mark him down inside the one.
God, how could you get any closer? What? I'm going to have to ask Bailey about that. He's lined up with the official right behind the official.
I'm looking at it through the binoculars. I mean, the nose of the ball. I bet you couldn't put a finger between the nose of the ball and the goal line. Well, does Isaac keep it this time, Bob? Fourth and goal.
Probably so.
Isaac straight ahead, and he only needed a few inches. Still no indication yet. Still no indication. Officials are talking about it. Big pile, and the Searcy Lions have held. They're going to mark him short. Wow.
That's awful hard on a play like that, those line judges. And I know they have them all the way at the sideline for safety. I understand that. But when you run a quarterback sneak onto the goal line and they're responsible for seeing if the ball crosses, it's impossible to see it.
It is.
It's impossible to see it.
Searcy starts inside.
So Searcy with a big stop on fourth and goal at the one. The Bombers headed at the five with the first down. So the Lions get it back with 2:01 left in this third quarter. Shucker out of the shotgun, 6 yards deep. Quick pass, left side complete to the four. And a great tackle as Brad Liddy comes up and lays the hit. But it's a gain of four out to the five and gives them a little more breathing room. So second down and six coming up here for the Lions. 21-14, Mountain Home with the lead. Shucker again looking right side, again is complete. And the open field tackle, David Waymeyer, grabs the receiver as he tries to run by him and pulls him
just
down
pulls
at about
down.
The eight.
Pass from Shucker back to Neville is complete. It'll be third down and two.
It was Neville's on the reception that time.
Waymeyer was there for the Bombers.
Third down here and about two for, actually third and three for the Lions. They've got it at the 8 yard line. Third and three. Shucker to pass. Neville's near side has it first down to the 15 and about the 16 yard line where he's tackled. 58 seconds left in this third and.
It is first
the Lions get a fresh set of downs. They pick up nine to the 17-yard line, and it's a first down. Shucker right side is complete. This is complete to Turner, and Turner
holy
turning and twisting, and he's getting to the secondary. A big gain out to about the 43-yard line.
We had him stop for no gain on the far side over there.
A 26-yard pickup to the 43, and the Bombers had him hemmed in, and he got loose. Bob, the Searcy offense starting to click here in this third quarter.
Yeah, they're just throwing the short passes, and we're not tackling.
And Shucker looks right, left side, nowhere to go. He's going to be sacked. Luke Foreman gets him and pulls him down at the 41-yard line, a loss of two.
Well, if you look down the field, there wasn't any receiver more than 5 yards down the field.
That's right.
And we sat on the receivers that time. He didn't have anywhere to throw it. Quarterback had to take off with it, or he didn't really take off with it. He just froze with it, and Foreman was there for the sack.
10 seconds left in this third quarter. Second and 12 now for the Lions. Yep. And the play action, the pass is complete. 40 down to the 35-yard line. It's Turner with the catch on the final play of the third quarter. But wait, we got a whistle.
It's a flag down there.
There's a flag, and let's see what we have.
Mountain Home 21. There is a flag on the play.
And they're backing up. Ineligible receiver downfield against Searcy. That is going to negate what would have been a 22-yard pass play. It brings it back to the 36 with a 5-yard penalty.
Due to the foul being accepted, there will be one untimed down.
So the clock had run out, and with the penalty, that means this will be an untimed down.
Now, when that receiver comes over the middle, we're going to have to pick him up and just waylay him.
Second down and about 17 here for the Lions.
Don't let him inside.
Shucker looking to his left. Now he turns back to his right. Has the completion at the 42. And the receiver knocked down to about the 46. Liddy again in on the tackle that time for Mountain Home. And the third quarter has come to an end. 21-14. Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.